Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
AICNN, where toy news matters.
Welcome to AIC News. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the goods. I'm Eric and I'm here with my brother Dave to give you some quick 2023 San Diego Comic-Con highlights in this extended edition of AIC News. Let's get started. Get That Ghost. Along with some new vintage collection, Black Series, and retro line announcements, Jing, Chris, Eric, and Patrick from Hasbro's Star Wars team unveiled the next Hasbro HasLab, the Ghost Starship. Available to back now through September 6th for $500 exclusively through HasbroPulse.com, the iconic ship from Star Wars Rebels and soon Ahsoka is the largest ship they've created since Jabba's sail barge. The project needs 8,000 backers to fund, and once it hits 17,000 backers, Ezra, Kanan, and Zeb will join Hera to round out the crew. Sabine was announced separately, coming to the line as well, via a different offering. So once again, that's $500 exclusively through HasbroPulse.com, and after 17,000 backers, you can put the entire Ghost crew together. Moving on to Marvel, Ryan, Dan, Dwight, and Jesse had quite a bit to show off. The long-rumored next Disney Plus wave, featuring previously unrevealed MCU Kingpin, Agatha Harkness, What If Gamora, and What If Goliath from the next season of What If, was shown in full. The team also debuted Wave 1 of their X-Men 97 figures, featuring Wolverine, Gambit, Rogue, Storm, Bishop, and Magneto, all on retro-inspired card backs. These figures will be available for pre-order sometime in August or September. During the main presentation, they also showed off a new wave that returns the line to its classic windowed packaging. That's right, the windowless packaging is gone. This wave features Daredevil, Blade, Lady Bullseye, the Fist Ninja, Iron Man, Clea, and Power Man with a Mindless One Build-A-Figure. The wave is up for pre-order now on Amazon and Hasbro Pulse and will not be available through Walmart and Target. Just this wave, though. They also put up their final Spider-Man The Animated Series 2-pack featuring Peter Parker and Smythe that is available exclusively at Hasbro Pulse. And that really only scratches the surface. They announced some really crazy and cool things. Read our full rundown of the Marvel panel on our Instagram at AIC_podcast. Jumping over to G.I. Joe, Emily, Lenny, and Tony didn't travel lightly either. Their panel showed some name-only reveals as well as a bunch of render reveals, including the much-anticipated Vamp and Clutch, General Hawk, Shockwave, and Ripper figures. They also revealed the upcoming PulseCon exclusive, the Crimson Team featuring the Twins and Baroness. They also made a Tripwire, who is available for pre-order now on Hasbro Pulse. NECA also had a ton of new Turtles and horror on display. Highlights included new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from Secret of the Ooze, Mirage Comics, IDW Comics, and Archie Comics. Dracula and the Phantom are coming to the Remco homage line, and some new Ultimate Chucky is coming based on his sci-fi show. Now, before I throw it over to Dave for wrestling coverage, know that these are just the highlights of the highlights. Without the Hollywood presence this year at the con, the focus was back on comics and collectibles, and boy, is there a lot to talk about. So be sure to catch next week's episode, where we go deep into Comic-Con, featuring Paul from the Reluctant Adult podcast. And now, let's head on over to Dave to talk wrestling. Dave, take it away.
What a week of news, everybody, and we're going to start with some stuff that happened just before San Diego Comic-Con kicked off. We, of course, had wrestling's heels and faces, friend of the pod, Zombie Sailor, has two really big announcements that came out. One is the Comic-Con exclusive Mike Shaw figure, of course known to longtime old-school WWE fans as Bastion Booger. Now, that is on sale now and is still available. It is on the orange card, similar to the last San Diego Comic-Con exclusive and to the orange card series that had not come out for the Hasbros. It is $40. It ships in October, and he is limited to 2,200 pieces. So hop on that if you want to pick up that figure. But an even bigger announcement was that Zombie Sailor announced that the Macho Man Randy Savage is coming to wrestling's heels and faces as part of the Savage Legacy Collection. Now, there is no pre-order information yet. However, the figure will be coming soon and is in that retro style and scale. Moving on to Mattel. A lot of Mattel WWE stuff was announced. Just lots of stuff. It would be an exercise in just naming wrestlers. But we're going to go over the huge, huge points. First off being the new and improved articulation for the Basics line. Coming up soon, there is going to be new articulation for the head, the arms, the legs, new joints, better movement for those basic figures. And just a couple of highlights of wrestlers coming to the line. We have, first time in the line, L.A. Knight. Yeah! He's going to have a chase as well. Hit Row are coming to the line. Dominic Mysterio. So we've got a lot of big figures coming to that line. We have a Mr. T as a referee with a chase. So lots of cool stuff coming to that basic line. As well as some new packaging for both the basics and the elites. And that's going to be starting very soon too. And on top of that, we've got to see a bunch of new elites. Couple first time in the line figures. After debuting in the basic line, LA Knight is going to be an elite. We have referee John Cone, the first current referee joining the line. We have Nicholas, former WWE Tag Team Champion. Nicholas is going to be a Build-A-Figure. Chelsea Green is getting her first elite, as well as a chase. Brand new WWE Tag Team Champion, Chelsea Green. Pat McAfee is getting his first elite. We saw Carmelo Hayes is going to have a chase with his first elite. So lots of really cool stuff coming to the elite line. But the big thing we saw is that the multi-packs are alive and well. We got to see a 60th anniversary of WWE 4-pack that includes the original Rocky Maivia, bunch of other figures, Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and Becky Lynch are a part of that. We've got to see a WrestleMania 10 ladder match Elite 2-pack with Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon commemorating the legendary ladder match. A Hulkamania 3-pack with old-school 80s Hulk Hogan, NWO WCW Hulk Hogan, and then the return to WWE Hulk Hogan. We also got to see some new ultimates, and moving forward it looks like there are going to be three ultimates per wave for the next two series that were announced. There are three ultimates in each wave. There are refreshes for Asuka, for Bray Wyatt. There's a new Target Legends series ultimate for Yokozuna, and that's gonna have a chase. There's going to be the Monday Night Wars ultimates for Eddie Guerrero and Mankind. The next Coliseum collection is Bret the Hitman Hart and Jim the Anvil Neidhart, the Heart Foundation in that LJN style look and packaging. Lots of other news. The next retros are going to be D-Generation X. There's a lot of news for Superstars as well. The Legends. There's so much new WWE stuff coming from Mattel that just looks amazing, and we are going to talk about it in greater detail on the next episode, so stay tuned. All of this and more coming soon. Jazzwear has had some AEW news, and a lot of that news pertains to what's coming soon from Jazzwear's Vault. So there's going to be a Vault exclusive Malakai Black. We're going to see Death Triangle with the Trios titles. And then that's where the Ring of Honor figures are also going to debut. So you're going to see a lot of your favorite current AEW wrestlers back from when they were in Ring of Honor. And they're going to be featured on Jazzwear's Vault. So that's going to be the only place where you can get the Ring of Honor figures. There's also a Walmart exclusive Supreme CM Punk coming. We also got news that Mark and Jay Briscoe are coming to the line. So lots of really cool news out of Jazzwares for AEW. The last place we are going to look at for news on the wrestling figure front is from Major Bendy's, from the Major Wrestling Figure podcast team. There were lots of really cool reveals. There are going to be new merch table exclusives for Matt, Brian, and Mark. They are also bringing the Macho Man Randy Savage to the line. They're going to bring Macho Man to Major Bendy's. There's a new Ric Flair coming for Major Bendy's, as well as Big Rubber Guys. Then we also saw Big Rubber Guys are getting Marty Jannetty and Andre the Giant. And then Trinity is also coming to the Major Bendy's line. And there's also a Bloody Ric Flair and a Sergeant Slaughter Major Bendy that are available for pre-order now. And that is at majorpodmerch.com. So you could definitely pre-order Ric Flair, Bloody Ric Flair, and Sergeant Slaughter there. So that wraps up some of the highlights from the wrestling reveals that happened at San Diego Comic-Con this past weekend.
On behalf of myself and my brother Dave, this has been your extended AIC News Brief.
Face it, shaker bottles suck. Your shakes always come out clumpy and they're a pain to clean.
You're right, Dave. That's why I decided to ditch my shaker bottle for good and get myself a BlendJet 2 portable blender. It makes perfectly blended shakes in just 20 seconds.
BlendJet 2 is portable, so you can blend up a smoothie at work, a protein shake at the gym, or even a margarita on the beach. It's small enough to fit in a cup holder, but powerful enough to blast through tough ingredients like ice and frozen fruit with ease.
BlendJet 2 is whisper quiet, so you can make your morning smoothie without waking up the whole house. It lasts for over 15 blends and recharges quickly via USB-C.
Best of all, BlendJet 2 cleans itself. Just blend water with a drop of soap and you're good to go.
With an array of colors, patterns, or even Disney-inspired designs to choose from, show off your personality while you're blending up something delicious on the go.
What are you waiting for? Go to BlendJet.com and grab yours today.
And be sure to use the promo code AICPOD12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. No other portable blender on the market comes close to the quality, power, and innovation of the BlendJet 2. They guarantee you'll love it or your money back. Blend anytime, anywhere with the BlendJet 2 portable blender. Go to blendjet.com and use the code AICPOD12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. Shop today to get the best deal ever.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.